The funds would be used to set up at least one polling site in every county 12 days before Election Day, so that voters can have several weekdays and two full weekends before elections to cast their ballot early. Cuomo's budget director, Robert Mojica, made the announcement.
So we're going to provide sufficient funding to support early voting. The budget included a provision to allow for early voting. We'll make sure the funding is there for local governments to be able to pay for those additional costs.
The measure gives counties flexibility on choosing the polling site and the specific hours that it would be open. Counties can even use their own Board of Elections offices as the location if they choose. But it requires that there be one early polling site for every 50,000 voters and up to seven early polling sites in each of the heavily populated boroughs of New York City. The move was applauded by government reform advocates, including Jennifer Wilson of the League of Women Voters. She says it's a step toward improving New York's abysmal voter turnout.
And we're really excited because this is the first time that there's ever been money tied to early voting in the state budget.
She says the $7 million, though, is really seed money to get things started in time for the 2020 presidential elections, and that more money is needed to actually create and staff the polling sites. Under Cuomo's plan, the early voting would begin in the off-year elections of 2019, where the races are local and turnout is lower, in order to work out any kinks in the new system.
We'll need this money again next year. So we'll need this money this year, we'll need it next year, and we'll continue to need this money until we really work out all the bugs, hopefully consolidate primaries and save some money, maybe have vote by mail as well, and be able to have some cost savings result from all of this.
There are some potential drawbacks to early voting, such as if something negative breaks about a candidate late in the race that might make voters change their minds.
We've seen that recently with a candidate attacking a press person, and people were like, oh, I want to change my vote. But it's a risk that you take. And if you voted by absentee, you could essentially be doing that too, where if you voted by absentee and you voted for this candidate and they changed, then you decided you didn't want to vote for them anymore. It's a risk that you have to take.
The legislature still has to approve the measure to actually permit the early voting. The state assembly, run by Democrats, approved a similar early voting provision in 2017, but the measure has stalled in the state Senate, where Republicans rule the chamber. Democrats in the Senate backed the idea and have introduced a bill, but so far there is no GOP co-sponsor. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.